also public entertainment.
Talk about the people, but you know you're laughing from
Christ.
Look
at this video.
It's poverty. It is. I mean,
maybe someone doesn't know about a death certificate or how banking procedures work.
Yeah.
You know, and then they end up making heartbreaking decisions like that. And I'll tell you what, that also makes you think of how people go to extremes when they are really desperate.
Yeah.
I felt sad when I saw that. Institutions don't even like communicate without empathy. They just say like, oh, you know, because I think it took her remains because the bank said the owner of the account needs to appear here. And they're like, you know what? I'm just gonna go and get out.
Red Hot Breakfast from 6 to 9 hours.
Fruit comes in 6 different flavors: fruity orange, fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OG, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM News. Good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: Kitalo Kilosia withdraws from PSL presidential race ahead of August 4th. Gary Nkombo files independent nomination amidst alleged violence in Majavoka. And in international news, Nigeria arrests former minister in hiding after corruption conviction.
News with Mwansa Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Patriotic Front presidential aspirant Kitalo Kilosia has withdrawn his candidature from the August presidential race. Dr. Kilosia says his decision follows the formal notification delivered today to the chief electoral officer of the Electoral Commission of Zambia, effectively nullifying the introduction letter submitted to the commission on April 29, 2026. He said after an exhaustive evaluation of the current legal and political climate, he had resolved to withdraw from the presidential race under the Patriotic Front banner. In a statement, Dr. Kilosia has stated that the difficult but necessary decision was a direct consequence of the ongoing legal challenges facing the Patriotic Front, which have been further complicated by the recently enacted Electoral Process Amendment Act No. 12 of 2026. Meanwhile, Patriot for Economic Progress President Chanda Katotowe and his running mate Sean Tembo are to be expected to file their nomination papers ahead of the August general elections. The duo has already arrived at the Mulungushu International Conference Center and is awaiting the ECZ to begin the nomination process. Meanwhile, Leadership Movement President Richard Lumbe, who is also at Mulungushu, says Zambians must be allowed democratic freedom to participate in elections, as it is their constitutional right.
Are the authors of our own destiny. So we can only define our destiny by participating in terms of how we lead this country, where we want our country to go. And as the Leadership Movement, it has been clear, we want to own our land, its territory. We want Zambia to own Zambia. We don't want foreigners to be owning our nation. We want foreigners to be renting any land from Zambia. We want jobs, because there is no democracy where there is poverty. We need to alleviate poverty. This is why we talk about employment. We need more employment.
Former UPND Majavoka Central Member of Parliament Gary Nkombo has successfully filed his nomination papers at Majavoka Municipal Council to contest the August 13 parliamentary elections as an independent candidate. The filing process was marred by violence, with some alleged UPND cadres attacking Mr. Nkombo and his wife in full view of police officers. Speaking to the media, Mr. Nkombo said he is not intimidated from participating in the polls and would comply with the provisions of the Electoral Process Act. Mr. Nkombo has added that he intends to file a report with police in Mazabuka so that those responsible for the alleged attack are brought to book.
What we saw is that we should never put it as a second hand. Anyone must play the part. It was like a Clint Eastwood movie, James Bond movie. People wielding guns. Paloma had a gun and a knife. The point is to knife you. But God above his grace. They only ended up with my foot. So you pick up my hand, bruised. Now heading to the police to launch a report. I ended up asking the officer, where did you train for you to be run over so easily? I had to defend myself.
Meanwhile, President Hakainde Hichilema has described it seems circulating on social and other media showing individuals attempting to prevent the lawful filing of nominations as unacceptable, undemocratic and a direct violation of the rule of law. In a Facebook post monitored by Hot FM, the president has reiterated that electoral lawlessness will not be tolerated and that all perpetrators, regardless of political affiliation or social standing, will face the full force of the law. President Hichilema said he expects law enforcement agencies to act swiftly and professionally to arrest all those responsible, adding that Zambia is governed by laws, not intimidation, violence or mob conduct. The Lusaka Magistrates Court has committed 44-year-old Ruth Mwanza to the High Court for plea in a matter in which she was charged with murder. Ruth Mwanza, a resident of Tumtong area, is believed to have assaulted Maureen Mwemba, aged 29, in January 2026. On the material day, Ms. Mwanza left her residence around 17 hours with her two children and returned around 22 hours only to find her house locked. After forcing the door open, she allegedly found her husband in the company of the now deceased Ms. Mwemba inside their matrimonial home. The suspect allegedly forcibly dragged the victim outside the house and assaulted her. It is alleged that they achieved on unknown dates, but between January 29 and 31st, 2026 in Osaka, murdered Ms. Mwemba. The government says that Zambia's successful debt restructuring program has created significant fiscal space, enabling the country to channel resources towards critical economic and social sectors, including health, education and community development. Minister of Health, Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kennedy Mushinti, said the debt restructuring process has resulted in substantial savings, which government has strategically redirected towards programs aimed at improving citizens' well-being and accelerating national development. Dr. Mushinti has noted that among the key gains realized are the expansion of free education, enhancement of school feeding programs, increased support to the National Health Insurance Management Authority, and the scaling up of the Constituency Development Fund. He was speaking during a side event dubbed Health Financing Dialogue 3, Health Financing Civil Society Perspective on the Path to 2030, held on the sidelines of the ongoing 79th World Health Assembly in Geneva, Switzerland. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Health, Head of Communications and Public Relations, Jacqueline Sitali.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Government says it is looking for cooperating partners that will help elevate the aviation sector performance in order to realize returns on investment. Speaking during a stakeholder engagement with Helm Growth Advisors this morning, Transport and Logistics Permanent Secretary Cedric Malisaka said that several ongoing airport upgrade projects across the country are intended to increase air travel traffic. Engineer Malisaka said against this background, there is need to engage a consultant with Air Access Development. He said critics question the thinking behind aerodrome infrastructure development when arrivals are low against limited resources.